Good evening. All Americans agree we must act now to secure our borders and fix our broken immigration system. But we don't need a military solution to break a political stalemate. We need leadership. Democrats are willing to support any reasonable plan that will secure our borders, including the deployment of National Guard troops. But Americans don't want a plan that's been cobbled together to win political favor. This cannot turn into another long-term military deployment with no clear plan. Earlier today, the White House said they had a stopgap plan to use a very small percentage of the National Guard to help secure our borders. The President tonight discussed 6,000 National Guardsmen replaced every 2 or 3 weeks. But the President's plan will deploy over 150,000 National Guard troops along the Mexican border over the next 2 years. Far too many details have been left out. The President needs to speak candidly to Congress and the American people and answer some pointed questions. If securing our borders is our highest national priority, why will it take 2 years to hire and train the new Border Patrol agents? The 9/11 Commission recommended and Congress authorized the hiring of 10,000 new Border Patrol agents 2 years ago. Each year since, the President's budget requested and his Republican Congress funded fewer agents than we knew that we needed. Now, we are asking our National Guard to step in where the Congress has failed to respond. And the President's proposal raises serious questions about the future of the National Guard. If Guard members are going to forego their regular training to patrol the border, are they going to be prepared the next time we have an emergency at home or abroad? Will the President guarantee the National Guard troops will be available to protect their own homes and communities if they're needed? How much more are we going to ask of our National Guard? They've shown they'll do everything asked of them to protect and defend this nation. They've demonstrated that in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Gulf Coast after Katrina. But our Guard and reserves are stretched dangerously thin, and we're moving into a dangerous weather season. Deployments have taken their toll on the men and women of our National Guard, their families, and the equipment they use. A recent report to Congress says that our National Guard units, on average, have about one-third of the equipment that they need to respond. We have to take that into consideration if they're now facing a new deployment. Real immigration reform begins with enforcement at the border and in the workplace, but it does not end with enforcement. During the last decade, we have doubled the number of Border Patrol agents, and illegal immigration into the United States has also doubled. We need a comprehensive, tough, and fair approach. People who have broken our laws should not and will not be rewarded with amnesty. But people who work hard and play by the rules should have a chance to earn their way to legal status if they pay a fine, learn English, pay back taxes, and go to the back of the line. We know where the House Republicans stand. They want to criminalize undocumented immigrants and the nurses, volunteers, and people of faith who help them. The President told us tonight that he supports tough, fair, comprehensive reform. Now he must lead. The President has the power to call up the National Guard to patrol our border, but now he must summon the power to lead his own Republican forces in Congress to support a bipartisan, comprehensive immigration reform. Thank you.